Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are at Inforum 2019, Energizing EAM, and I am Susie McKenzie. I am here with Allison, and I don't know Allison's last name.
Gleisner, I before E, except after Gleisner.
Oh, I love it. I'm okay. That's awesome. We are here to talk about N4 EAM, and specifically about you, Allison. Okay. Let's just start with kind of a before, now, and in the future sort of scenario. Where were you before? What brought you to this place?
Well, I actually started as out of college as a production planner for a manufacturing facility that specialized in automotive and agricultural tooling, a little company called SBX, which any manufacturer would recognize that name. And I was doing that for a couple of years and realized it was a great job, but I would have been sitting there for the next 30 years doing the exact same thing. And it was not something that at that age I was comfortable with. So I actually sought out a job in technology and reached out to a company called Epicor, a well-known ERP provider, and interviewed with them as a business development rep. And that's how I got my start. And I was very effective at that job because I had had 2 years of manufacturing experience as my background. So I was very lucky in the fact that I actually hit industry before technology.
You hit industry before technology, but did you have a foundational interest, let's say, in technology that drove you in that direction? Or were you just, I'm just curious, because some people just get an idea and go with it. Other people are driven by this deep passion for something.
I don't think I had a deep passion for technology, but I do think that at that time when this is a while ago,
right.
It was a changing, ever evolving. I mean, technology was becoming the big thing. ERP was a big thing, and I had in my manufacturing job had been working with an ERP, and we were part of a big implementation at that time. So it was one of those moments where I was like, I need to find something that changes me and challenges me, and that will ever be evolving. And technology was where I went to, and it was ERP. That's where I started.
Okay, so ERP. What came next?
Life.
That tends to happen.
So I actually met my husband while I was working at Epicor, and his job relocated us. And at the time, I was actually managing a team of business development reps, and I couldn't do that remotely. So I love the company, and so I sought a position that allowed me to work remote, and it got me into alliances or working with our partners. And I moved with that. We moved to Atlanta. We spent a number of years there. And did a little bit of a time in a company called TIBCO, doing their alliance relationships there. And then found my way, actually I was recruited by a previous boss at Epicor to come work for Infor. So I've been with Infor about 6 years. And up until most recently, I've been managing our EAM alliances and our partnerships in North America.
Okay, I want to talk EAM alliances and partnerships, because I believe that this is the wave of the future, but Infor's been doing it already, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that women are specifically equipped to manage those alliances and partnerships? Or manage, I use that term loosely. I don't mean as a title
right. In
your job, but to coordinate, collaborate, etc.
Nothing against the male population here, but I think women are probably better equipped to manage
okay,
our partnerships
men,
and alliances.
This is no offense intended, none, please.
And the reason I say that is because partnerships they're relationships. And it's a balancing act of being able to service a customer, service your company, and service your partner. And women have this natural ability, I think, to manage all of those different avenues and those different interests in a very collaborative and cooperative way. And we kind of leave our, generally, I don't want to speak on the entire population of women, but we generally leave our egos at the door. And having this openness to work with all these different interests lends itself to a very productive, place to be. And being that kind of middle point between, again, the partner, the customer, and the company, and in this case, Infor.
Interesting. I was talking to Marcela Rincon yesterday.
Marcela, she's wonderful.
And she's wonderful. And we jokingly said that we saw, there was a TV show from years ago, it was a comedy, and they talked about it was Frasier, and they talked about Daphne being the white cream center between the two hard cookies of the Oreo. Because she was the one that, you got the father and the son, and they're
yes.
both guys. And
yes.
So this is nothing against the male population. But since this is women in industry and women
Correct.
In technology, I love to talk about what women bring to the table, what we can bring that brings value and adds something to maybe what's already being done or introduces something new. So tell me what you do, not just me, but everyone. What do you do right now at Infor?
So currently, within the last 90 days, I was given the opportunity to work with Heather Prue, who is our global SVP for Enterprise Asset Management, our EAM product. And she was brought in, like I said, she's been here maybe 6 months tops. And she asked me to come on and be her go-to-market and chief of staff, essentially. So I help her with our visioning, and one of her big, big initiatives is to work closer with our partners. So for her to bring me over from that team was very strategic on her part, because I not only know this team because I've been working with them for 6 years, but I also know our partner ecosystem. So I'm now in this awesome position where I can work with our sales team and help them with better enablement. I can work with our partners and help them build sales kits that work with our teams. And it's really, it was a good challenge for me to be in this position, because I'm learning a ton of new things. And I'm able to actually leverage the knowledge that I've accumulated since I've been here. And it's this weird culmination of, my past experiences and my kind of current need and ongoing need to do something different, to reinvent myself, to learn new skills. And she was graciously giving me the opportunity to do that.
Wow. Well, yeah, Heather is a rock star.
She is.
Like, we're really like big fans. As you were talking, all I could kept thinking about, and I'm going to get a little philosophical for a minute, but it's really a wonderful thing when you can take the aggregate, if you will, the totality of your experience and bring it to where you are now.
Right.
And you're not necessarily confined and put in a box. And it sounds like Heather has done this with EAM and with her team, and specifically you, to give you that opportunity.
Yeah. Honestly, when she offered me the job, it was out of left field. I mean, when she came on board, I reached out to her and I scheduled a meeting, and I wanted to educate her and share whatever knowledge I had on the team and our partner ecosystem as much as I could. And in doing so, I kind of inadvertently applied for the job, I think, because it wasn't too much longer after that. She's like, I'm really looking for somebody that can do this, this, this. And then she kind of smirked, and I'm like, okay. And I think I think she was implying that she thinks I can do this, this, and this. And so I'm like, well, I would be interested, maybe taking a look at that. And I'm glad I did. I'm very
and
grateful.
And that's a tough
that
one right there, because you're thinking, okay, if that's not really what she means and she really wants me to go find someone, then I have stepped in it. And it's really hard to
back out of that. I clearly think very high of myself, and maybe that was... No, it was, I'm very fortunate for the opportunity, and she's very big on mentoring, she's very big on mentoring women in technology. So it was a great step in my career, and I'm very, very gracious for the opportunity.
Now, what do you see as the future for EAM? What if you can give us, if you have your crystal ball, your Allison EAM crystal ball, what do you see? What would be your, the biggest dream possible in moving forward?
Oh, gosh. That's a very good question. So what's interesting right now is where we are with EAM. Again, I've been with this product for 6 years, so I've kind of seen the evolution, at least in the last, 5 to 6 years. And we are now in this position. We are coming out of the parts room and getting into conversations in the boardroom. I mean, we were originally being sold at, a site here or a site there, and it was for this specific purpose. And now we're having these grand enterprise conversations at the highest levels with these organizations. And the great thing about with Infor and the EAM product is that we've got these other tools in our kit that we can bring and really expand the potential. And last year at our Inform event, the theme was the art of the possible. And there's this concept, if you bring in our analytics and this AI conversation that everybody's talking about with our, all of that requires data, and EAM is that hub. EAM is the hub of that spoke, and if we can find the right customers who want to be in that cutting-edge technology and bring those pieces together, I mean, it is incredible what can be accomplished. And for me, I can't really say what is the future going to be, because I don't think we've defined it yet, right? Because I don't think we've gotten that,
No one knows.
No one knows. But I think that the potential is absolutely there. And what's really cool about Infor is that they've got really good developed tools, and they can be put together very harmoniously and make these things that, they can invent things that we haven't been invented yet.
You said something, an analogy that I think is so important. I think analogy explains a lot of things. Some things, especially when we're looking visionary into the future, analogy is all we've got, right? Because we don't know how it's going to all unfold. But you said, we went from the what did you say, from the
auto the parts the, room into
yeah,
the boardroom?
Yeah, the auto parts room to the, which I'm thinking, then you mentioned a spoke and a hub, and I'm thinking that little thing that lets the air out on the tire that you unscrew, you came from being that little wrench that unscrews that little
yep.
cap to being the actual hub on the wheel.
Yeah.
That's huge because it shows the potentiality of the product. It shows the success of the product
yeah.
and how well it works. And your partners must be appreciating it and liking it.
Yes, we are in a great time with the product. We're a great time with Infor, our partners. We've got some phenomenal partners, both our regional partners as well as our global systems integrators. And so it's a really exciting time to be a part of this organization. And we're again, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to come. Kevin Price just did our roadmap session here a little bit ago, and that was well received. We've already gotten some feedback on that, and people are really excited about what's to come.
See, that's really cool. So you, as a woman, here you are.
Yep.
You're at Inforum 2019. You see women around. You see men around. There's, like, so much variety, right?
Correct.
And what excites you the most? When you come to Inforum 2019, yeah, we've got energizing EAM here, and you're in the EAM team. What excites you? And it's not just about the future, but it's about the now.
Hands down, watching the interactions with people who have worked together but not necessarily sat in the same room together is really exciting. It's kind of energizing, as if, you know, to play off the energizing EAM. Because, you know, I'm usually sitting here in the hub or wandering around somewhere, and I will see a customer's name on a badge, and then I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if our rep has actually met this person before. So I'll go chase my rep down and say, okay, I just saw somebody walk by and run over. And when you see them shake hands for the first time, then they have this, like, ah, oh, you know, we've been on the phone, we've had meetings, and we've done virtual. And so it's really great to see them make that connection. And then fast forward 6 hours and they're out to dinner, or we've got a ton of events going on after hours here, and they're then talking about families and hobbies, and it brings us real personal connection, which I think in business oftentimes we are, I mean, for obvious reasons, we're driven by revenue and sales metrics and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it's people selling to people, and this is really where I think the rubber meets the road. And it's great to see when we've got energy and this place has been packed. I mean, you've been here all day.
It has been packed all day. The energy is palpable. I was talking to someone earlier saying that, just from a personal perspective, as an outsider looking in, I see all of that interaction taking place, all those little collaborative meetings. And it's, a lot of it is informal. It's mm-hmm. not like, let's sit around the conference table. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, hey, he's over there drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. Go get some coffee.
Go chase him down.
Do you enjoy that?
I do. I absolutely do. I get up every day. I mean, it's exhausting. Don't get me wrong. By the end of the week, I mean, you're ready to go home.
Yeah, but it's good exhausting.
Yes, it is. It is very good exhausting.
You see, and that people element, that's the thing that it's got to be there for a long-lasting partnership.
Correct.
You can form a partnership at any time based on the numbers, and you're right. We've got to meet the numbers. It's mm-hmm. just, it's the way it is, or you don't exist.
Or none of us will
Nobody
be here.
Nobody has a job, right? So that's for real.
Yeah.
But for the long-lasting part of it and the fulfilling part of it, would you say the connection, the human connection, needs to be there?
Absolutely. And like with our team specifically, we've had, you interviewed Javier. He's been with the product since its existence. Kevin Price has been with the product for 22 years. Ruben Stanza, one of our RVP, he's been with the product for 20 years. Jeremy Hicks has been with the product for like 16 years. So we've got guys who have been here since the beginning. And they still, to this day, people walk up to them at this conference, and as soon as they see each other, it's big hugs. And they might not even be, you know, sales guy to customer anymore. They just have, they've known each other forever, those relationships never go away. Like, once they're established, once they're there, and we've got some great customers who have been early adopters for us. And
that's okay. Hold on to it.
Hold on to it. We've had some great adopters, early adopters, and those guys, they do a lot for us, and it's because of the relationships that some of our earliest employees made with them or very early on.
See, that's why whenever, and I've talked to Scott about this, and you, of course, and everyone involved refers to EAM as a product, okay? Because it is. But it's not a product without the people to teach the customer, to bring in the partner, to make the system work, to instruct, right?
Correct.
To train. It's a product, but it has to be supported by the people
correct
that get it started and get it going and keep it going, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think we got some music getting ready to come in because I saw Scott's little figure just tap on that screen, but I'm not hearing any music.
It is. There we go. Wrap it up.
Okay. Hang on. There we go. That's our clip. You were wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
it was a pleasure.
Allison.
Thank you.
In Forum 2019 Energizing EAM. Come back for more absolutely fabulous interviews.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Energizing EAM podcast listeners, that's Allison Gleisner. That's Gleisner. Need to go out to her stat card on LinkedIn. Reach out to her. Connect. You will not be disappointed because she's all about Infor EAM. Great, great, great professional. So, once again, we were broadcasting from Inform 2019. Go out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. And you need to download that EAM toolkit, the 7 must-have EAM reports. You got to educate yourself about EAM and what they're doing at Infor, as well as 1 month free and a discount at the Industrial Academy for you folks out there, you listeners. And then finally, we've got a webinar, Build an Effective Industrial Sales and Marketing Platform. It's a webinar, so you know there's no friction. So thank you very much for joining Energizing EAM. Once again, go out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Listen to her interview as well as all the other EAM professionals. Again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Change the world. That's what we're all about at Energizing EAM. So thank you very much for joining. There's going to be another great interview shortly. So stay tuned.